Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares?
Big retailers are making record profits.
That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll.
This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. What do bulldozers, iPhone glass, and Japan's most popular toilets have in common? The companies that make them are reaping the benefits of the AI boom. We're taking a look at the unexpected winners of the race to build out AI infrastructure. Then, we're turning to some expected beneficiaries of AI mania, current and former employees of OpenAI, who are trading in their equity for millions of dollars. Why it's happening now, before the company goes public, and what it could mean for the rest of Silicon Valley. But first, investors looking to cash in on the AI boom are looking beyond chatbots and chipmakers. Companies supplying key materials are powering not just the AI infrastructure build-out, but also the stock market. WSJ reporter Jared Mitovich joins to walk us through the surprising names getting a boost from the AI trade. So, Jared, your story is full of these unexpected AI winners. What are some of the strangest or most surprising companies getting swept up in this rally right now?
Sure. So I think the strangest one probably has to be Toto. It's this Japanese toilet maker that's actually been around for a while. You know, my grandpa has a Toto toilet and he loves it. But they've also got this other line of business in advanced ceramics. And they're now totally building that out, trying to embrace it as their next area for growth, because the advanced ceramics are actually in high demand among semiconductor companies and those involved with the AI buildouts because of the specialized material and manufacturing required that Toto just so happens to specialize in. So it's a funny story of a business making legitimate strides from primarily a toilet and housing equipment company into one that's now kind of at the precipice of this major AI infrastructure explosion.
Something that really jumped out to me in your story was this 175-year-old glass company. That doesn't sound like a tech company at all. How did they get involved in this?
So Corning is one of the companies that's also made strides in kind of pivoting. They were involved with Thomas Edison's light bulb to now embracing their fiber optics and cabling business, because that's the preferred way of connecting these intensive data centers.
And some investors seem to believe that investing in these infrastructure suppliers are a safer bet than betting which AI model or chatbot will ultimately win. Why?
These companies have history to them. They did not just show up on the scene. They're not just a startup. A company like Corning's been around almost two centuries. A company like Caterpillar, another one that I reported on in my story, they're well known for their yellow bulldozers and dump trucks, and now they're exploding their power generation business. So these companies are trusted suppliers, trusted partners of many in the business world, and I think they might prove to be a more stable bet in the long term, because data center construction is only just now ramping up. It's hard to believe when you take stock of how much of the electric grid it might require to power these buildings. The supplies and the materials and the bits and pieces that go into this, those are going to be in high demand for a while.
And how much of these companies' growth is actually being driven by AI right now? Is this the side business investors are getting excited about, or something more transformational?
You're certainly seeing a little bit of both. With Caterpillar, they have a power generation business. It's not their biggest business line, but they're now embracing it because of its connections to AI. On the other hand, you see Allbirds, which had this dizzying 500% one-day stock growth after it announced that it was rebranding itself as Newbirds AI. And that's a wholesale pivot. Their shoes don't carry any AI in them now, and they're trying to do something different entirely. So those are the kinds of flavors that you're seeing of companies here getting caught up in this AI wave. And I will say, if you look at the share price performance of Caterpillar, it's showing some more health than Allbirds, which might have had that dizzying rise, but is now coming back down to earth as investors really want to see signs that companies are not only transforming themselves and investing in AI, but also monetizing it and turning it into return on investment.
And some of your sources likened the AI trade to the gold rush. To what extent does that metaphor hold true?
It's hard to argue that it doesn't. There's just so much investor enthusiasm around basically any company with some hand or finger in the AI world right now. These are commonly referred to as sort of the pick and shovel companies of a major build out. As one investment officer put it to me, Caterpillar is the literal pick and shovel trade right now. They're literally building up the world of infrastructure that can support the intensive needs of artificial intelligence. So you're seeing investors really pile money into these stocks that are more second and third order when we think about who's going to benefit the most from AI. Whether, you know, that'll actually turn into something sustainable in the long term is yet to be seen. And even among those that I spoke with, there's certainly some thinking that there could be a pullback at some point. You just look at the growth here and it's just so explosive that there might be a turning point to come.
That was WSJ reporter Jared Mitovich. Are you investing in the AI infrastructure build-out? Where are you putting your money? If you're a listener on Spotify, leave us a comment and let us know. Coming up, OpenAI employees are some of the earliest winners of the AI boom after selling millions of dollars worth of shares in the company. We're bringing you an exclusive look inside of the massive paydays that are generating more wealth than Silicon Valley has ever seen before. That's after the break.
Find your perfect home on Realtor.com. The perfect home in the perfect neighborhood, in the perfect school district, perfectly close to work, but perfectly far enough away to escape to. With over 500,000 new listings every month on Realtor.com, you won't miss out on your perfectly perfect home. Trust the number one site real estate professionals trust. Search now on Realtor.com. Based on average new for sale and rental listings July 2024 through June 2025. Number one trusted based on August 2025 proprietary survey among real estate professionals.
OpenAI and Anthropic are gearing up for what will likely be some of the largest IPOs in history, allowing their thousands of employees to unload their stock, turning many of them into multimillionaires. But at OpenAI, that's already happening. WSJ reporter Berber Jin joins us to walk through his exclusive reporting on why employees are selling shares now and what some of them are doing with the money. And before we get started, we should note that News Corp, the owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Berber, your story describes OpenAI jobs as essentially lottery tickets, and some current and former employees are cashing in. Just how much money are we talking about?
So we're talking about a lot of money. OpenAI required employees to wait at least 2 years before they could sell their shares. And so last October, when this huge financing round happened, that was the first time a lot of employees who joined right after ChatGPT launched were eligible to sell their shares. More than 600 current and former OpenAI employees sold $6.6 billion worth of shares. That nets out to roughly $11 million per person. So definitely a lot of money we're talking about here.
No previous tech boom has created this much wealth for employees before a public listing. Why is the AI boom so different from the dot-com era or even the rise of companies like Google and Facebook?
There's a lot of money in tech, but I think there's especially a lot of money in AI. And so if you think back to the talent wars last year that Meta kicked off, you have some top AI researchers who are receiving pay packages north of $300 million. And it's not just like the top engineers and researchers. I think if you are in any mid or senior level position within OpenAI, working on a more technical role, you're getting compensated kind of insane amounts by any standard measure. And the interesting thing about this financing where a lot of employees sold their shares was that a lot of them who were making all the way up to $30 million were kind of like rank and file employees. They were definitely more senior. They were definitely in more technical roles. But it just kind of shows how the AI boom is going to make a pretty wide swath of employees very wealthy and at a scale much greater than anything we've seen in the past.
It was previously not only unheard of, but also kind of impossible for tech employees to have a payday like this before an IPO. Can you talk a little bit about the mechanism that's allowing this to happen now?
Yeah, so traditionally, employees would have to wait until an IPO, even after an IPO, before they could sell their shares. A lot of companies have like lockup periods after IPO where employees have to wait sometimes up to 180 days before they can sell their shares. And that's always very nerve-wracking because the stock could plummet, and then you just wouldn't be able to make as much money as you expected. But one thing that's changed in recent years is that startups have stayed private for a lot longer. And so companies have started to create these tender offers where they basically allow their employees to sell shares before an IPO. And it's allowing employees to kind of cash out when the company's future is still very much in the air and before they've even gone public.
Tech has long been a lucrative field, particularly for founders. And now you talked about how this is spreading to more rank-and-file employees. What impact is this having?
In San Francisco, where I live, there's a lot of talk about how the AI boom is already driving up rental prices. It's driving up the housing market. It's generating concern about like a growing class divide in the city where you have, you know, like a couple thousand employees who are just made extraordinarily rich because of the AI boom. And I think that will be even more the case after these companies IPO. You can expect a lot of money to just become unlocked. And so it'll be interesting to see how that affects just like living in San Francisco, where a lot of these AI researchers and engineers live, and in the broader Bay Area, because it's a scale of wealth creation that is new even for a city like San Francisco. You know, you meet a lot of people in San Francisco who are just kind of got on the right train. They're all very smart, talented employees, but they just happen to join Stripe or SpaceX or any other hot tech company at the right moment in time. What still kind of shocks me is just if you look at how fast and extreme OpenAI is as an example. If you joined OpenAI in 2019, the value of your share price has increased by more than 100-fold. And so that's what a lot of these employees are experiencing, where if you were an early OpenAI employee, you definitely saw promise in the company and felt like it was a good place to build a career. But I don't think anyone could have imagined just how fast that company's share price has really grown. I've come across employees who they sold the full $30 million last fall and then had way more left over that they could sell at a later date, or some of them even chose to just donate it to charity. So I think for even a lot of the employees who have gone on this kind of rocket ship, I mean, they don't even know what to do with the money because they have so much.
That was WSJ reporter Berber Jin. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. If you're a listener on Spotify, be sure to leave us a comment. Today's show was produced by supervising producer Katie Ferguson. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back later this morning with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
How are the U.S. businesses of Philip Morris International invested in America? We're invested in advancing science, giving adults who smoke better options. We're invested in American manufacturing, helping local economies thrive. We're invested in community, supporting military veterans and their families, disaster relief, and economic empowerment. Because we're proud to be invested in America. See how at USPMI.com.